For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. If we were rolling up on Christmas 2019 instead of 2020,
everything would have been beautifully decorated with holiday decor, and Brattonsville would be planning for their annual Christmas candlelight tour with Christmas carolers strolling around, and Father Christmas would be walking about talking with everyone.
Marie Cheek is with the Culture and Heritage Museums of York County. And you, of course, don't need to be told what got in the way of all that festive-sounding stuff this year. Just that all the sites under the CHM umbrella had to do what so many other institutions had to do after April 1st, adapt.
We have various digital platforms that we're using to tell our stories and present our programs, following our mission of preserving and communicating the natural history and the cultural history of the Carolina Piedmont.
2020 really could have put the Culture and Heritage Museums of York County down for the count. There's lots of stuff to touch, lots of rooms that on a good day would be packed with people, and lots of events that draw crowds. But as happened for a lot of organizations, 2020's curveballs opened up new ways for the CHM to reach their audience.
The silver lining to this is all these programs are being recorded and documented, and we're able to go deeper into the stories, like the Vernon Grant reveal.
In case you're unfamiliar with the name, Vernon Grant was a major business player and farmer in Rock Hill. He was also a prolific illustrator and artist whose most well-known creations were Snap, Crackle, and Pop. And yes, I mean these Snap, Crackle, and Pop from the Kellogg's Rice Krispies box. But Grant had a special fondness for Christmas drawings, and for the past 3 decades, the Culture and Heritage Museums have turned one of Grant's holiday pieces into an annual limited edition Christmas card and ornament. This year didn't stop that tradition. It actually kind of enhanced it.
So for our virtual Vernon Grant annual holiday reveal, we did the behind-the-scenes look in collections and talked about his original artwork. And we also went to Vernon Grant's house. And that's something that people don't see.
Cheek says the virtual programs helped buoy what had turned into a rough year for the museums after the spring's outbreak ate deep into museum memberships. But the bad leveled off, and the museums have been working for a while on getting back to a day when the doors can open to in-person visitors again.
We have a task force, a pandemic task force, to plan what it's going to take to reopen, when we're going to reopen, how we're going to handle reopening when it's time.
Cheek says that when that day finally comes, the Culture and Heritage Museums of York County will take a few pandemic-era lessons into the future.
We're going to have to be a lot more aware of viruses and having a room full of children touching things. There's going to have to be a lot more cleaning. I mean, they were doing it before. You know, I'd go down to the break room and the dishwasher would be full of all the toy dinosaurs and everything that were upstairs. But now it just, everything needs to be really, really thoroughly cleaned.
Cheek says the museums are okay financially, partly because they're an extension of York County's government. That gives the museums a good backbone from an entity that does not want to shut down the main repository of its history.
If we're not here to take care of these things, then York County's story isn't told.
For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.